National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan speaking at the White House briefing just moments ago, issuing this warning for all Americans now in Ukraine.
We are continuing to reduce the size of our embassy footprint in Kyiv. And I now want to take a moment to echo what both President Biden and Secretary Blinken have already said. We encourage all American citizens who remain in Ukraine to depart immediately. We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours. We obviously cannot predict the future. We don't know exactly what is going to happen. But the risk is now high enough, and the threat is now immediate enough, that this is what prudence demands.
And we are seeing the markets react swiftly. Oil prices spiking, so are energy stocks. In fact, Chevron hitting an intraday record high today. I want to bring in our guest now. This is oil analyst Pavel Molchanov at Raymond James. Pavel, thanks so much for being with us. Some on the street are now calling for crude oil to easily hit $120 a barrel if Russia does indeed take military action against Ukraine. What are your thoughts?
Russia is one of three countries in the world, the others are Saudi Arabia and the United States, that each provide 10% of the world's oil. And of that oil that, Russia produces, about half goes into the European market via pipeline. By definition, those pipelines, in the event of war, would be at direct risk. Not only physical damage from bombing, either accidentally or deliberately, but purely for safety reasons, they would not be able to operate even if neither side is trying to target them. However, the even more significant effect on energy would be natural gas, and specifically natural gas in Europe. Three-quarters of Russia's gas goes into the European market. So countries like Germany, the Czech Republic, Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, all of them are highly reliant on Russian gas. Those pipelines would be either shut down or, in the worst case scenario, outright damaged in the event of an all-out military confrontation.
The IEA already reported today that global demand is expected to hit a record 100.6 million barrels per day this year. So how does this exacerbate that? What sort of pressure does it put oil under in that case?
Well, if prices were to spike in the event of war into the triple digits, that would actually pressure demand, because we know from what happened, for example, in 2008, 2014, that when prices experience, pretty dramatic escalation, demand, is negatively affected. But of course, the counter to that is supply would drop even more sharply. So prices, would not stay in the triple digits forever, let's be clear. But in the run-up to a war, and certainly during the war, I think $120 a barrel is not at all out of the realm of possibility.
What would that do to prices at the pump? Because we already see they're at a seven-year high. I was checking AAA, national average for gas hit $3.47 on Wednesday. That was up just 7 cents in the past week alone. If crude were to get to 120, and we know crude makes up such a large part of gasoline, what could that, would we be looking at an average of $4 a gallon in the U.S.?
Yeah, so $20, an extra $20 per barrel corresponds to approximately 50 cents per gallon, all else being equal. Now, that's a lot, particularly when it's happening in an abrupt time frame, right? Not over a multi-year or multi-month period, but as a matter of days or weeks. So in that event, it would be very unpleasant for an economy that is already experiencing high inflation. But I would emphasize that the impact of high oil prices would actually not be as severe in the United States as in those countries that are particularly dependent on imports. So think about Japan, India, Germany, France, that have no domestic oil production whatsoever. They are completely reliant on imports. Their economy would be even more adversely affected by a spike in oil to $120.
And that is why our president, President Biden, has been speaking to European leaders ahead of any possible invasion. He has been speaking to them about how he could offer support and what can be done to help protect those European economies. So what exactly can be done? And if gas prices, you know, people here, Americans are already complaining that they're high. If they do spike higher, does that mean that we will, you know, release reserves from our reserve system here?
In the 1970s, after the Arab oil embargo, all of the industrialized countries signed what's called the International Energy Treaty, which includes an emergency stockpile sharing program to be used, I emphasize, in the event of emergency, which war with Russia would undoubtedly be. The last time this was utilized was actually to help the United States after Hurricane Katrina in the middle of the 2000s. And so it stands to reason that if and when pipelines from Russia were to be shut down and there would be a physical shortage of oil supply in the European market, other members of the IEA, the U.S. included, Japan, Korea, Australia, would be called upon to support their European partners with emergency stockpile sharing. This would not prevent oil prices from spiking, but it would prevent outright fuel shortages. In other words, rationing, you know, at the pump, the way many of us remember from the 70s.
Well, all right. Lots to keep our eye on. Pavel Molchanov over at Raymond James. Appreciate your time today.